Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. To Diaper-Free Baby by Christine Gross Lowe is a parenting guide focused on elimination communication, often abbreviated as EC, a method that encourages parents to notice and respond to an infant's natural cues for urination and bowel movements. Rather than presenting toilet learning as a late developmental milestone, the book frames it as an early communication process between caregiver and child. Its purpose is practical and instructional to show how EC can be used in flexible ways by parents who want to reduce diaper dependence without adopting a rigid or coercive approach. The book is written for an English language parenting audience and is positioned as an alternative to conventional diapering and toilet training. It emphasizes responsiveness, bodily awareness, and parent-child connection, while also acknowledging different levels of commitment, from full-time practice to occasional use. This makes it especially relevant for readers seeking a gentle, adaptable method rather than a single prescribed routine. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, elimination communication as the book's central parenting framework. The core idea of the book is elimination communication, a method built on the assumption that infants can signal their elimination needs just as they signal hunger or fatigue. Gross Lowe presents EC not as a trick for early toilet training, but as a communication-based caregiving practice. That distinction matters because it changes the goal from getting rid of diapers as quickly as possible to learning how to observe and respond to a baby more accurately. The book's logic is that when caregivers treat elimination as a normal bodily cue, they can support the child's awareness rather than override it with constant diaper use. This framework makes the book different from conventional potty training manuals, which usually assume readiness comes later and must be measured by age or behavior. EC also shifts responsibility toward attentiveness rather than compliance, so the parent learns patterns, timing, and signals through daily interaction. The method is presented as flexible and non-coercive, which broadens its appeal beyond highly committed natural parenting circles. Secondly, a flexible model for full-time, part-time, and occasional practice. One of the book's most practical features is its refusal to treat EC as an all-or-nothing discipline. Gross Lowe organizes parents into different participation levels, including full-time, part-time, and occasional EC, which makes the method usable for families with different schedules and comfort levels. This structure is important because many parenting books imply that if a method cannot be followed consistently and completely, it is not worth attempting. The Diaper-Free Baby takes the opposite position, arguing that even partial practice can offer meaningful benefits. That flexibility is especially relevant for working parents, families with multiple caregivers, or parents who want to experiment without fully abandoning diapers. It also lowers the emotional barrier to entry, since readers are not asked to commit to a rigid lifestyle change before seeing whether the approach fits their child. By presenting EC as adaptable, the book turns it into a sustainable practice rather than a perfectionist project. The result is a guide that can be integrated into ordinary family life instead of requiring a separate parenting philosophy in every detail. Thirdly, reading infant cues and responding before elimination happens, a major practical skill taught by the book, is cue recognition. Gross Lowe encourages parents to watch for signs that a baby needs to eliminate, then respond promptly with a toilet, potty, or other appropriate place. This requires close observation of timing, body language, and routine, and it turns daily caregiving into a process of pattern recognition. The value of this approach is not only reduced diaper use, but also greater awareness of the child's bodily rhythms. The book suggests that many diaper-related problems arise because elimination is hidden and disconnected from awareness, which can lead to rash, discomfort, and resistance later on. EC, by contrast, aims to keep the child engaged with the body's signals from the beginning. That can create a smoother transition to toilet independence because the child is not learning from scratch at a much older age. The book does not present this as magic or as guaranteed early training. Instead, it emphasizes gradual learning, patience, and responsiveness. In that sense, cue reading is both the method and the discipline behind the method. Fourthly, environmental, financial, and comfort benefits of reduced diaper dependence. The book also appeals to readers through practical consequences beyond toilet learning itself. One obvious benefit is reduced diaper consumption, which can save money over time and lessen environmental waste. That argument gives the book broader relevance for families who may not be fully committed to natural parenting but are interested in efficiency and sustainability. Another frequently noted advantage is comfort. Fewer prolonged diaper exposures may mean less diaper rash and less irritation for the baby. Gross Lowe uses these benefits to show that EC is not only an ideological preference, but also a practical caregiving option with everyday consequences. Importantly, these benefits are presented as downstream effects of greater attentiveness, not as separate goals that override the child's needs. This keeps the method grounded in responsiveness rather than in performance metrics. the environmental and financial framing also helps explain why the book has remained relevant within a niche parenting category. It addresses concerns that are concrete and easy to understand, which makes the method more accessible to readers who might otherwise dismiss it as too unconventional. Lastly, supportive tone, problem solving, and normalization of imperfect practice. Another defining feature of the book is its tone. Rather than presenting EC as a strict doctrine, Gross Lowe writes in a supportive, practical style that acknowledges difficulties and normalizes imperfect progress. This matters because readers approaching elimination communication may be skeptical or uncertain, especially if they have already relied on diapers or conventional toilet training advice. The book reportedly includes testimonials and problem-solving advice, which helps readers see that setbacks are part of the process rather than evidence of failure. That design makes the guide feel less like a manifesto and more like a usable companion for experimentation. It also reduces the sense of isolation that can come with choosing an unconventional approach to infant care. Compared with many parenting books that emphasize either scientific authority or ideological purity, this one stands out for being accessible and low pressure. Its method is distinctive, but its presentation is pragmatic. The emphasis on encouragement and adaptation may be one reason it resonates with readers who want guidance without judgment, especially in a topic area where strong opinions are common. In conclusion, The Diaper-Free Baby is best suited for parents, caregivers, and parenting readers who are curious about elimination communication and want a clear introduction that does not demand total commitment. It will be especially useful for those interested in responsive parenting, infant body awareness, reduced diaper use, and a less coercive approach to toilet learning. The book offers practical value because it translates an unusual concept into an adaptable routine, making it easier for readers to test EC in ways that fit their household. Its intellectual value lies in how it reframes elimination as communication rather than as a late training problem. That perspective distinguishes it from standard potty training books, which usually focus on readiness, rewards, and behavior management. Compared with more doctrinaire natural parenting titles, Gross Lowe's book is more accessible because it explicitly allows partial and occasional practice. It stands out in its category by balancing idealism with usability, giving readers a method that is unconventional but not rigid. For anyone evaluating alternatives to conventional diapering, it provides a realistic and structured entry point. If you would like to support Christine Gross Lowe, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.